In these recordings, we will explore a range of mindfulness strategies that you can use, and with practice, you can adapt to a variety of settings, a variety of circumstances, using the CD as a guide initially, will help you get into the practice and the discipline of becoming mindful. And this raises the question of what mindfulness is. There are many definitions. One way of understanding mindfulness is that it's a particular way of paying attention to present moment experience. And that may be the present moment experience of yourself in your own body, the bodily sensations, physical sensations that occur moment by moment. It may be an awareness in the present moment of your thoughts, of your emotions. And it may be a present moment awareness of the world around you, the sights, the sounds, the smells, the tastes, the tactile experience of the world around you. It might be a moment by moment unfolding of awareness of a number of these domains at the same time. One of the things that characterizes the practice of mindfulness is that it's not just noticing, but it's noticing and being aware in a particular way, with curiosity and without judgment, without deciding whether a particular present moment experience is right or wrong, good or bad. There may be feelings of comfort or discomfort, but that doesn't mean the experience is bad or good or right or wrong. Most of the time, we live our lives mindlessly. We're literally out of ourselves. We're out of the present moment. We're thinking about the future. Or we're worried about what's going on in our lives around us at present. Or we're having painful, difficult thoughts about the past. By cultivating and practicing mindfulness, we develop the capacity, which is in all of us, to come back to the present moment. Because ultimately, the only time we can live in is the present. If we think about the past, we are always thinking about the past from the present moment. If we think about the future, even if we're worried about the future, and a good definition of anxiety is the worry about all of those things in the future that haven't yet happened, we still do that from the present moment. In these recordings, we'll look at a variety of mindfulness practices. You're encouraged to explore them, decide which ones feel most comfortable for you, which ones seem to be right for you in this particular time in your life, to practice them and to use them as a way of grounding yourself in the present. There's been a lot of research in recent years indicating the effectiveness of mindfulness practice over a relatively short period of time for quite significant issues like depression, like high levels of distress, anxiety, for people who've experienced deeply painful, wounding and traumatic events. Mindfulness is a way of not getting rid of those events, not getting rid of the memories, not getting rid of the feelings associated with painful parts of life, but to move towards a place where there is less suffering from those events. In these recordings, we'll explore mindfulness of the breath, mindfulness of the external world, the world that we interact with around us, and mindfulness of our internal experiences, our thoughts, our bodily sensations, and our emotions. You're encouraged to develop your own mindfulness strategies. Use these recordings, these strategies, as simply a starting point. There is no right or wrong with mindfulness. There's no pass or fail. There's no mark out of 10. For some people, it's about finding a quiet space, a safe space, and giving themselves 20 minutes, half an hour, even longer, to become mindful. For others, it might just be a few seconds, a minute at a time. Some days, it comes more easily than others. That's just what happens. Don't judge yourself as you do these exercises as being good at them or not good at them. The experience of trying them out is in itself an act of mindfulness, and that is sufficient. You're encouraged to use these recordings in whatever way works for you. You can re-record them. You can load them onto an iPod so that you can carry them with you. You can pick and choose those that work for you. That's entirely up to you. If you try one of the exercises and it's not useful, just leave it be. You may wish to come back to it at some later time and try it again. If there's a particular exercise or strategy that you find is particularly useful, use it many times. And if you wish to develop your own using some of these exercises simply as the starting point, that's wonderful. If at any point during these exercises, because of what may be happening in your life at that particular moment, it becomes too difficult to continue, then simply stop. Look around you. Acquaint yourself with your visual surroundings. And if you wish to, come back to the exercise later, or simply decide that it didn't work for you, and that's fine too. Try another one. It's absolutely important as you do these exercises to be as gentle as possible on yourself. Use them for your own purposes. They're designed for you. Allow them to work for you.